I will begin by speaking a little bit, giving you some background about PEL type Shimura varieties. I will take the following notation. Let SHK, this is not only one algebraic variety, but a tower of algebraic varieties, indexed by compact open subgroups in the finite ideals of G. This G here will be a unitary similitude amplitude group over Q. This is a PEL type Shimura variety. This, I will take them over the reflex field E inside C. This is the reflex field of the Shimura datum. This is a number field inside C. This is the definition I take is the one given by Kotwitz, as defined by Kotwitz. This, in particular, you have to be a little bit careful. It's not exactly the same as the Shimura varieties, as you can see in the line Bourbaki torque. This is SHK is a finite disjoint union parameterized by the finite state that parameterizes the obstruction for the SI principle for G. The finite disjoint union of Belin type Shimura variety associated to the Shimura datum GX. That is to say, SH of GX the complex analytic space here is uniformized by the Hermitian symmetric space X, like that. Okay. Thus, here I looked at my Shimura varieties over a number field. This is called canonical models. And now I will look at integral models. Just let mu, this is an embedding of Q bar. For me, Q bar is an algebraic closure of Q inside the complex number. Inside a fixed algebraic closure QP bar of the periodic numbers. And I will denote E nu. This is the associated completion of the reflex field E. Okay? So the field of definition of our Shimura varieties. And now we will do an assumption that if the group G is unramified at P, and if for the level of the Shimura variety we take a compact hyperspecial subgroup inside G of QP, the C inside G of QP is an hyperspecial compact open subgroup, then the tower of Shimura varieties has good reduction at P. Then, if I look at my tower of Shimura varieties equipped, if I take compact hyperspecial level at P and any level outside P, if I extend the scalar from E to E nu, and I have an equaction of the finite ideal outside P of G, This has good reduction. That is to say, it has a good, it has a smooth integral modular model, which is the following. Thus, the level varies outside P. So this is a scheme over the ring of integers of EU that is smooth and quasi-projective. But in fact, it is a tower of Shimura varieties indexed by the level outside P, and it and the equiaction in generic fiber extends to an equiaction outside P on the integral models, like that. Okay. And let me say a little bit more about integral Shimura varieties. But it is a moduli space of a few things. I won't enter too much into the details because it could take 1 hour if I take too much notation. But S K outside P, this is a moduli space of quadruples A, lambda, iota, eta outside P. But what is it? But A is an abelian scheme. Lambda is a polarization that is prime to P polarization. Prime to P polarization. That is to say, its degree is prime to P. What is iota? Iota is, I will go here. But iota is an action of a Z localized at P, ZP order in a semi-simple algebra over some number field. And eta outside P, this is the level structure. As you see, there is a level structure here, K outside P. This is a K outside P level structure on the abelian scheme. Okay. And now I will take a few notations that we note the following. FQ, this is the residue field of the p-adic field in U. And I will note FQ bar. This is the residue field of the algebraic closure affect of QP, QP bar. See here? Affects an embedding like that. Okay, just now I will look at the special fiber of this moduli spaces, S, K outside P. Just now we denote S, K outside P bar. This is over the finite field FQ. Those are algebraic varieties over FQ. This is a special fiber of my moduli spaces. Okay. And I will speak about, tell you a little bit about Newton stratifications, but you think Eva Wiman will speak in more details about this later. Thus, but first, the Newton stratification in special fiber. I will tell you later we can stratify the generic fiber, in fact. So we need some notation. So I will fix L. This is the z-vector of FQ bar with P inverted. So this is the Frobenius sigma. And thus, using L and sigma, I can speak about isocrystals with coefficients in L. And following Kodwitz, I define the set B, D of QP. This is the set of sigma conjugacy classes inside D of L. Thus it is twisted conjugation. Okay. Yes. Bar means mod P. Okay. Special fiber. Okay. And in fact, this set B of G, I could speak about 1 hour about it, but just let me tell you that this is parametrizes isocrystals with a G structure up to isomorphism. This B of GQP. This is an injection with GQP isocrystals in the Tanakian sense up to isomorphism. That is to say, some tensor functor from QP from a finite dimensional representation of the algebraic group G of QP towards the Tanakian category of isocrystals. Okay. And if I take B in G of L, I will not B bar sigma conjugacy class. And I will denote J sub B. The J sub B is the sigma centralizer, the twisted centralizer of B. This is, if you think as B giving you a GQP as a crystal, this is just the automorphism group of this GQP as a crystal. Okay, and now I need a little bit more. And here too, I cannot enter too much into the details. Thus, is that the Hodge co-character mu H given by the Shimura datum dx I spoke at the beginning, that it goes from dm to d over q bar. Well, it is only defined up to conjugacy, of course. This is the Hodge co-character giving you the Hodge filtration. And it defines via the embedding nu, a periodic Hodge co-character. And I will denote it nu over QP bar. So this goes from GM toward G over QP bar. Okay. Of course, as before, it is defined only up to conjugacy. And now Kodwitz has introduced a subset of the set of GQP as a crystal. This is a set B G over QP mu over QP bar. This is a finite subset inside B of G. So this is Kodwitz set where the generalized major inequality between Hodge and Newton polygon is satisfied. So between Hodge, the Hodge polygon here is given you to you by the co-character mu over QP bar, and Newton polygon given associated to a sigma conjugacy class is satisfied. Once again, you can speak about this during 1 hour. So I prefer to go further. I think Eva Wiman will give some concrete examples about this. And then, we can stratify the special fiber of the Shimura variety. So then, there is a stratification of the special fiber, the S bar of our Shimura variety, by Newton polygons in some generalized sense. The strata are parameterized by this convex set. And they are locally closed, Zariski locally closed, locally closed subset inside this algebraic variety. So this is given by the stratification is induced by the, is given by the Dieudonné module of the universal abelian variety with additional structures. And what we have to know is that there is one minimal in this stratification, minimal closed stratum. This is what we call the basic one. So this is a basic stratum. Basic is some kind of generalization of supersingular. And this corresponds to the sigma conjugacy class B bar in this convex set, such that the sigma centralizer JSB is the biggest you can think, that is to say, is a minor form of G over QP. Okay? Or rather, the QP point of an inner form. Okay. And there is another distinguished stratum. There is one open stratum. That is the mu ordinary one. Well, in general, the ordinary locus is empty. And there is some notion that generalizes ordinariness, that is mu ordinariness. This, later, I will mainly concentrate on the basic stratum. And Elena will speak later about other strata. Okay. But I gave you the Newton stratification of the special fiber of our Shimura varieties. But now, we can pull back those stratifications to the generic fiber in the following way. So we can stratify the generic fiber in the rigid analytic sense. Thus, for this, we pull back the preceding stratification via the specialization mapping. That is to say, if we look at S KP at, so this is the PLE completion. Of our scheme F. So this is a formal scheme, periodic formal scheme over the ring of integers in U. Then we can look at its generic fiber as a rigid analytic space. So we'll take Berkovich spaces. So let's look at S-chaotherapy at analytic. So this is Berkovich generic fiber of our formal scheme S-hat. So this sits inside, that you can take your Shimura variety with hyperspatial level at P. And take the generic fiber, so this is an algebraic variety, and you extend the scalar to the periodic field in U, and you take the analyticification of this algebraic variety, and this analytic space here is a compact analytic domain inside this analytic Berkovich space. And this is a good reduction locus. And this is a good reduction locus. By this, I mean, this is the locus where the universal abelian scheme has good reduction. Okay? So in particular, here it's an equality. Equality if our Shimura varieties are proper. Okay. And now we can stratify this good reduction local. And I will try to explain you later how to uniformize the basic stratum in this rigid analytic space. Thus, there is a specialization mapping that you reduce mod p. When you have an abelian variety that has good reduction, you can reduce it mod p. Thus, there is specialization mapping from this good reduction locus toward special fiber of the Shimura variety. And you can pull back for B bar in Kotwitz set. You can define SH, well, with level that is compact hyperspatial at P, SH theta SKB an of B bar. This is a point that reduces mod p to the Newton stratum defined by B bar. Okay. So this is a locally closed analytic domain. And it is one of the main points is that it is echo invariant. Echo, but not only outside P, but echo at and outside P invariant. Okay. And then that this is a tube. I mean, you can write it this in terms of tubes. This is a tube over the Newton stratum S of B bar. Okay. And then, because it is echo invariant at P and outside P, you can define a stratification in any level. That is to say, if K is a level that is a product of a level at P and outside P with the level at P contained in the hyperspatial subgroup C. Looking at the change of level morphism from K at P to the maximal compact at hyperspatial at P, we can set SHK and of B bar. This is just a pullback of SHK C times K at B and of B bar. Okay? Just doing this by pulling back the Newton stratification first via the spatialization mapping, then via the change of level morphism, we obtain a stratification S H K and of B bar does it has changing level K inside G of AF. It has an equation. So this gives you a stratification of the good reduction locus. In the identification, the periodic identification of the Shimura variety. Okay. In SHK. So this is a stratification indexed by element B bar in Colvin set. You have to be careful that now the open stratum is a basic one and the closed one is the new ordinary one. The stratum is open. Okay. But we have a rigid analytic Shimura variety. We have an eco-invariant stratification of the good reduction locus. And I want to explain you a Rapoport-Zink uniformization of the basic locus. Just before going to the general case, let me recall you a little bit what Sertate theory tells you. As I will set the following, this is Rapoport-Zink notation, just in you a brief like that. This is the completion of the maximal unramified extension of the periodic reflexes in you. Okay? Suppose now we have a point X in the spatial fiber, a geometric point in the spatial fiber of our Shimura variety. Okay? And we want to look at the tube over this point, the set of points that specialize to X. That's one of X. So this is a tube inside this analytic Shimura variety with a compact hyperspatial level at P. Sertate theory tells you that this is, we'll write it down, this has a purely local at P interpretation independently of the global moduli space. This tube is the generic fiber for deformation space, the deformation space of the p-divisible group. So if you take the universal Alibilan scheme, A, over your Shimura variety in spatial fiber, you specialize it at the point X, and then you take the associated p-divisible group, and of course it has some additional structures. Like polarization, action of some algebra at P. But when you have a pre-divisible group with some PEL type additional structures like that, you can define its deformation space. And surface theory tells you that this tube in the Shimura variety can be described by purely local moduli problem. Okay? So this is sufficient to uniformize the basic locus, for example, of modular curves. But more generally, of signature 1 n minus 1. Unitary type Shimura varieties used by Harris and Taylor The reason being that in the case studied by Harris and Taylor, since in this case the basic locus is zero dimensional. The dimension of the basic locus in the special fiber is zero. Okay, so this is a finite set of points. So to uniformize it, you just need to understand the tubes over one point, and surface theory is sufficient. And in this case, this basic locus is uniformized by Lubin tape spaces. Okay. But in general, the basic locus is higher dimensional. The surface theory is not sufficient. In general, dimension of the basic locus is strictly positive. But to uniformize it, we need the Rapoporting spaces. But we need to relax here, I didn't say, but the deformation space by isomorphism, as usual. But to uniformize a bigger part than just a point, a tube over a point, we will relax this condition here. So this is here. I will go very quickly on Rapoporting spaces. I could speak 1 hour about it at least. Just let me recall you roughly what it looks like. You start with H. You can define them for p-divisible groups with additional structure, but I won't take any additional structure here. Just H, this is a p-divisible group. Plus some PEL type additional structures, but I don't enter into the details. PEL type additional structures over FP bar. Okay. And starting from such an H, can define M. Well, I will go here. The Rapoporting formal scheme this is a follow away and breathe. This is a deformation space. Of H bar, double bar, like that. But not by only isomorphisms, but you relax the deformation condition just by what we call quasi isogenies. Okay. And this is a formal scheme over the formal spectrum of the Z vector of FP bar. And this is locally of the following form. See, it has an affine covering of the following form. This is a formal spectrum of the Z vectors of some formal power variables. But you can have periodic convergence variables too, modulo some ideal. This is what we call formal scheme that is locally formally of finite type. Okay. Thus, it may not be periodic, like Grünfeld space is periodic. But in Grünfeld space, you don't have the formal power variables. You only have the periodic convergent one. But in general, you have both types of variables. Okay, this is locally of this form. And it's reduced special fiber. M red is a scheme over FP bar. It is locally of finite type. It is not quasi compact in general. Finite type, never even quasi compact. But its reducible components are of finite type, with proper, even projective, proper irreducible components. Okay. And of course, we can find back the deformation spaces by isomorphism in the following way. If H, this is a universal deformation over a proportional space M. And if I pick a point, a geometric point X in M, the reduced special fiber with coefficients in FP bar, the formal completion of the a proportional space at the point X, bracket like that. This is the deformation space by isomorphism as before. Isomorphism of the universal deformation specialized at the point X. Okay? But in general, the dimension of the reduced special fiber is strictly positive, and thus the Rapoportian space M is a more subtle object. I don't know how to say subtler object. I don't know if this has a meaning, subtler object, than the disjoint union of what you would obtain by looking at certain theory. That is to say, take all geometric points of the special fiber and all tubes over those points. That is to say, the formal completion at those points. Okay. So this is why, in general, certain theory is not sufficient. And then, of course, if J, each time you deform an object, The automorphism group of the object you deform acts on the deformation space. And here, this goes like that. Yes. This is the following. If J, this is the automorphism group by quasi-Hasdrubalism of the divisible group we deform, H double bar, then of course it acts on the formal scheme M, like that. Okay? And in fact, you can define, just here, we deformed a p-divisible group by quasi-Hasdrubalism, that is to say we trivialize in some sense the Dieudonné module, rigidify the Dieudonné module of our p-divisible group by fixing a quasi-Hasdrubalism to a fixed constant p-divisible group, but now we can trivialize the Tate module, thus there is a tower of rigid analytic spaces that fits over the generic fiber, so this is the tower of Berkovich spaces that fits over the generic fiber of the formal scheme M here, as it has an action, the K here varies through the QP points of a p-abelic reductive group G, that will be next the one we considered before for PEL type Shimura varieties, that it has a vertical action, echo action of G of QP on the tower, that is to say at the limit when K is smaller and smaller, and it has each element of the tower has an horizontal action of the group J, yeah, that extends the action of J on the formal scheme M. Thus we have a tower of rigid analytic spaces, like that. And now I can state the Rapoport-Zink uniformization of the basic locus. This is uniformization relation. The basic locus. If I pick a point, I take the following notation. If I pick a point X in the special fiber of my Shimura variety, I will denote phi the associated isogeny class. Not of the p-divisible group, this is to say I don't look at a Newton stratum, but I look at a finer object of the abelian variety with its additional structure, that is to say the polarization and the action Newton. Okay. And I will denote I phi. This is the endomorphism group of A x lambda x eta x. Endomorphism group by quasi-Hasdrubalism. So this is a reductive group over Q. And now, we have the following morphism of groups. We have, if the point we started with, small x, is in the Newton stratum defined by B, the sigma conjugacy class B, then via the action of an automorphism of an abelian variety on the crystalline cohomology, there is an embedding inside the group J sub B, Okay. There's the action of an automorphism on crystalline cohomology. Okay. And there is another embedding via the action on eladic cohomology outside P. This is the action on eladic cohomology for L different from P. Okay. And this and moreover, we have the following this, at P here, outside P, and at the infinity, I phi over R, the real number, well, let's take the associated Lie group, I phi of R, is compact modulo its center. Okay, this is because of the positivity of the Rosati involution. And, okay, all of this is very general, but now we have the following very important theorem due to Rapoport's thing, then. We have the following, in the particular case of the basic locus, that if the sigma conjugacy class phi sits inside the basic Newton stratum, B bar, that is basic, then, in fact, I phi is an inner form of G, such that, if you look at the preceding embedding, they are isomorphisms, such that we can describe this inner form everywhere locally, which means I phi over R, this is the compact inner form of D over R. I phi over QP, this is the inner form that is the sigma centralizer of B. But in general, J sub B is an inner form of a Lewy subgroup of J, D over P. And outside P, this is a trivial inner form. So you see, you switch, in some sense, the places infinity and P, and you don't change anything at P. And moreover, there is only a finite number of isogeny classes in the basic locus. Only a finite number of basic isogeny classes, basic phi. And this number is given by the obstruction to the Hasse principle for G. This fact, last fact, for example, is false for non-basic strata, and Elena will explain what to do in this case. Okay, and then we have the uniformization by Rapoport and Zink. That is the following. That I will tell you how to uniformize the basic locus. There is a finite disjunction parameterized by basic isogeny classes, that it is a finite set, as I told you. And I take Rapoport's weak level at T as a rigid analytic space. So this is a basic Rapoport's space. And this I deform a particular piece of the group, this I deform the level structure outside P, this I take G outside P mod K outside P, and I divide diagonally by the group I phi of Q, dass ihre Takt ja the embedding of alpha of q inside j sub b, and here it acts via the second embedding on this blackboard. Thus you have uniformization this, uniformize this. Thus you take k at p, thus you take what I denoted, the basic locus, basic, the basic Newton stratum in the rigid analytic space, and you extend the scalars to a new breadth like that. Okay? And of course, this uniformization is equivariant when the level at P and outside P vary. Okay. But this is Rapoport's zinc uniformization that generalizes, in some sense, Sertag theory. And let me tell you a few things on how to apply this formula to obtain some application. This gives you some kind of periodic Matsushima formula. That expresses the etal eladic cohomology of the basic locus in terms of what? In terms of the eladic cohomology of the Rapoport zinc spaces. And what? If you look at the uniformization formula, there is Rapoport zinc spaces on one here, M, and there is a group I phi here. And what? And automorphic representations. Think representations of the inner form I phi of G. But more precisely, we have the following formula. More precisely, if I take rho to be a Q L bar representation of the algebraic group G, and I will denote L rho. This is the associated automorphic eladic local system on Shimura variety. Local system. We have an Hochschild-Serre type spectral sequence that gives the following. Take some place. We have an Hochschild sphere type spectral sequence that tells you the following. It implies the following formula in Grothendieck groups. If you look at the alternate sum, well, I don't write alternate sums. I place myself in some kind of Grothendieck group. I don't enter into the details. I put a bullet. Bullet means alternate sum. This is a virtual representation of the cohomology. I take the Lin-Shimura variety. I take the periodic analytic space associated to it. and I take the basic locus with coefficient in this elliptic automorphic local system. So this is here. This is the Grothendieck group of admissible representations of finite ideals of G times some Galois group. Let's say I will rather take Weyl group, in fact, this local Weyl group, Pierre Weyl group at nu. That's the cohomology of the basic locus. So this is the Matsushima formula. Is the following. This is a sum over pi, that's our automorphic representation of I phi. So of course, I phi is an anisotropic moduloid center at the infinity. The automorphic representation of such type of things are very simple objects. And you suppose that the component at the infinity is rho check. Okay, rho is linked to the automorphic local system. That I just asked that pi infinity has cohomology with coefficients in rho, like in Matsushima formula, and thus there is a limit over the levels at p. There are some extension groups. Put some bullet. Extension group here are the analog in Matsushima formula of DK cohomology. Extension groups in the category of smooth J representations. Another alternate sum, that is a cohomology of the Rapoport-Zink space with QL bar coefficients. I take this coefficient, I will explain, pi at P, and tensored with pi outside P. If I have only white shots. Here, the cohomology of the Rapoport-Zink space has an action of what? Three groups. J, G, and Weyl. J times G of QP times the Weyl group, local Galois group. Okay, I take extension groups with representations of J sub B. That's a kill when I take the extension groups. This action disappears. And it reminds me an action of G of QP times the Weyl group. And here, this has an action of the G outside P. And I put those one together and obtain an action of finite ideals of G times the Weyl group. Okay? So you can express the cohomology of the basic locus in terms of some DK cohomology, but this is extensions. Of cohomology of Rapoport-Zink spaces and automorphic representations of the inner form I phi. And then you can use this to prove that one can realize local Langlands correspondences in those basic Rapoport-Zink spaces, in the cohomology of those basic Rapoport-Zink spaces. If you have the thing goes like that, you have two Matsushima formulas, because you have two Matsushima formulas. That are the following. So first, you can express the classical Matsushima formula. This is the one that was explained by Mathieu last hour. But you can express the cohomology of the whole Shimura variety. Well, let's say the Shimura variety is compact. Thus, in the Grothendieck, this can be expressed in terms of automorphic representation of the group G. Okay, but the cohomology, the sum of the cohomology of the all Newton strata. Then you can express the cohomology of the basic locus in terms of of the cohomology of the Rapoportian spaces plus automorphic representations of the inner form IFI of G. Okay? And moreover, you have Langlands, since I is an inner form of J, so there is a Jacquet-Langlands correspondence between automorphic representation of I and J. But those two types of automorphic representations are linked by Langlands functoriality. Okay? And using those two formulas, you can, one wants to realize local Langlands correspondences in the following way. This is to say, using this, we want to realize local Langlands correspondences between representation of J sub B, its inner form G of QP, and Galois local Langlands, that is to say, representations of the local value group of the reflex field, P reflex field in U. Okay? That is to say, if you start from pi, that is a smooth representation of J, you look at the following. To pi smooth irreducible representation of J sub B, smooth irreducible representation of J sub B, you associate the following virtual representation as you take, like in the uniformization formula. So this is a virtual representation of G of QP times local Galois group. And you want that this correspondence, that associates a representation of J sub B, a virtual representation of G of QP times the value group, realizes local Langlands correspondence. And in fact, well, I won't go further, you can do this if you can prove the following. Because the problem here is that the two matrix schema formula link two different things. Here this is the cohomology only of the basic locus. And here this is the cohomology of the whole Shimura variety. So you need something. Thus, you need the fact, for this you need the fact, in fact, the following theorem. This is a vague formulation. That the virtual cohomology of the Shimura variety, well, SHK with coefficients in L robe, blah blah blah, that is cuspidal at P, super cuspidal at P, is in fact the super cuspidal part of the cohomology of the Shimura variety is in fact contained in the cohomology of the basic locus, to say. Basic with coefficients like this cuspidal P. But of course, in the work of Harris and Taylor, this is a purely geometric. And that is to say, this is what people call Boyer's trick. This theorem in the case treated by Harris and Taylor is completely transparent because it is not even an inequality of virtual representation, but the cohomology of each non-basic phantom is really fully parabolically induced. And in general, this is much more complicated.